Hey, I'm Jacob.
And I'm Heather. Welcome to the AI Papers podcast, brought to you by PocketPod.
Today, we're diving into some fascinating research that's pushing the boundaries of AI. We're looking at everything from vision language models and reinforcement learning from human feedback to multilingual language model architectures.
And we can't forget about scaling AI memory walls with innovative data flow systems or evaluating multimodal large language models in code generation from visual data. These papers are not just advancing theoretical knowledge. They're also providing practical tools and frameworks for the broader AI community.
Absolutely, Heather. Whether it's through the development of efficient vision language models with billions of parameters or creating benchmarks for multimodal code generation, each paper offers a unique glimpse into the future of AI.
It's an exciting time to be following AI research. The advancements in multilingual understanding, reinforcement learning workflows, and breaking through memory limitations are just the tip of the iceberg.
So let's get ready to dive deeper into these topics and see what makes them so groundbreaking.
This podcast is brought to you by PocketPod, the only place to get podcasts made just for you. Imagine getting a daily news podcast that greets you by name, tells you your weather and an overview of your day, and then stories you actually care about. Head over to PocketPod.app to sign up today.
Today we're discussing a paper that evaluates the design decisions behind vision language models, or VLMs. The study stresses that many of these decisions lack justification, making it tough to pinpoint what truly enhances model performance.
That's interesting. So what specific areas did they investigate to address this issue?
They conducted extensive experiments focusing on pre-trained models, architecture choices, data, and training methods. By doing so, they aim to provide a more structured understanding of which elements contribute positively to a VLM's effectiveness.
And what's the outcome of their research?
They developed IDEFX2, an efficient foundational VLM with 8 billion parameters. Remarkably, IDEFX2 achieves state-of-the-art performance in its size category across various multimodal benchmarks and often matches models 4 times its size.
Wow, that's impressive. Did they make this model available to the public?
Yes, they released not only the model, but also its different versions, base, instructed, and chat, as well as the datasets used for training.
This could have significant real-world applications in improving how AI understands and interacts with both visual and textual information. Definitely a notable step forward.
Jacob. The paper is titled Online Iterative Reinforcement Learning from Human Feedback. It highlights an approach to RLHF that moves beyond traditional offline methods, which have been less effective. The focus is on making this online iterative process reproducible for the open source community.
Heather Wright, the key here is overcoming the challenge of limited resources in open source projects. They achieve this by creating preference models using various open source datasets to simulate human feedback rather than relying on real-time input.
Jacob, exactly. They dive into the theoretical and algorithmic principles of online iterative RLHF and provide a practical implementation guide. Their model, named SFR Iterative DPO Llama 3E8BR, shows strong results in several benchmarks for chatbots and academic evaluations like Human Eval and Truthful QA.
Heather, and it's important to note that they show how supervised fine-tuning combined with iterative RLHF can reach state-of-the-art performance using entirely open-source datasets. This makes advanced RLHF techniques more accessible to smaller organizations or individual developers.
Jacob Plus, they've made their models, datasets, and step-by-step code guides publicly available. Anyone interested can access these resources at their GitHub repositories, RLHF Reward Modeling and Online RLHF.
Heather, this could be a significant step forward for making sophisticated reinforcement learning tools more democratized in the AI research community.
Today, we're looking at a paper titled Sutra. This research introduces a multilingual large language model capable of understanding, reasoning, and generating text in over 50 languages.
That sounds impressive. How exactly does it manage this multilingual capability?
Sutra's design separates core conceptual understanding from language-specific processing. This means it can align and learn multiple languages more efficiently. It uses a mixture of experts framework for both language and concept processing, resulting in improved computational efficiency and responsiveness.
Interesting. How does it perform compared to existing models like GPT 3.5 and Llama 2?
The evaluations show that Sutra outperforms these models by 20 to 30% on massive multitask language understanding benchmarks for multilingual tasks.
What about its real-world applications? How does it stand out?
Sutra models are online LLMs that use internet knowledge for up-to-date factual responses while maintaining multilingual capabilities. This can democratize AI access globally and enhance AI utility in non-English-speaking regions.
So it's not just more efficient, but also aims to make AI more equitable worldwide.
Exactly. Sutra sets a new benchmark for operational efficiency and scalability in AI applications, filling vital gaps in current multilingual model capabilities. Today, we're diving into a paper titled Monolithic Large Language Models, LLMs, like GPT-4. The research tackles the high costs and complexity of maintaining these massive models by introducing a modular approach called Composition of Experts, COE.
Interesting. So instead of one big model, they use many smaller ones?
Exactly. But using COE with conventional hardware has challenges. Smaller models can be less efficient, and switching between many models can be costly and slow.
So how do they solve this?
They combine COE with streaming data flow and a three-tier memory system in a setup called Samba COE. This system has 150 experts totaling 1 trillion parameters. It's deployed on the Samba Nova SN40L Reconfigurable Data Flow Unit, RDU, which is specially designed for this kind of work.
Sounds powerful. What makes the RDU special?
It includes a three-tier memory system, on-chip SRAM, on-package HBM, and off-package DDR DRAM. Plus, it has an inter-RDU network for scaling across multiple sockets. This architecture offers significant speedups, ranging from 2 to 13 times faster on various benchmarks compared to traditional systems.
That's impressive. How does it perform in real-world applications?
For COE inference deployments, an 8-socket RDU node reduces machine footprint by 19 times, speeds up model switching by 15 to 31 times, and achieves overall speedups of 3.7x over a DGX H100 and 6.66 over a DGX A100.
So this research significantly improves efficiency and scalability in deploying AI models.
Absolutely. It's a big step forward in making large language models more practical and cost-effective for enterprises. Jacob, the paper titled Plot2Code introduces a new visual coding benchmark for evaluating multimodal large language models, or MLLMs. What the researchers have done is collected 132 high-quality matplotlib plots from public galleries and paired each with its source code and a description created by GPT-4.
Heather, so essentially, they're testing how well these models can convert visual data into executable code?
Jacob, exactly. They evaluate 14 different MLLMs, including both proprietary models like GPT-4V and open-source ones like Mini Gemini. They use three metrics: code pass rate, text match ratio, and an overall rating by GPT-4V to assess the generated output against human standards.
Heather, and what did they find in terms of performance?
Jacob, the results show that most MLLMs struggle, particularly with text-dense plots. They tend to rely heavily on textual instructions rather than interpreting the visuals effectively.
Heather, that's interesting. So what's the real-world impact here?
Jacob, in practice, this means current models aren't yet reliable for tasks requiring nuanced visual-to-code translations. However, Plot2Code provides a valuable benchmark that could drive improvements in this area, etc. For some... And that was the AI Papers podcast for Wednesday, May 15th, 2024. Thanks for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.